The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
Seth, I saw plenty of your photos on your MySpace. I didn't realize you had such a sturdy voice to go with it.
Welcome to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is episode 8, recorded on April 15th. Dirty, cheap, awesome. This series has everything. There's fights, there's bloods. Poncho, talk to me.
Packed, full of everything you'd want in an NHL series. Tools. What a great day today, especially 3-0 in the series. These Flyers. I haven't been this excited about a Flyer team in so long, Tools. And what better day than Jackie Robinson Day? It was this day when Jackie Robinson first played, and the Philadelphia Flyers just made this a day to remember for more than that reason. I love this team. I love the way this series is going.
Yep. I was also disappointed to know they didn't let Simmons wear 42. That was
right. That was especially upsetting to me, Tools. That and Sidney Crosby showing his true colors today, along with Malkin and some other Pittsburgh Penguins. Pittsburgh fans, how is it feeling for you on that side? We just had everything from this game and from this series, Tools.
Let me draw a picture for you, okay? You make about, let's say, $22,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You live in a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're waking up tomorrow, and your team's down 3-0. I mean, yeah. How depressing is that?
Yeah, and then if you're a Steeler fan, you know you've got the AA meeting later that night. So it's not going to be a good day as it is. But the Philadelphia Flyers have dug into this city and ripped the heart out. This series is done. It's over, Tools. It is good to be a Flyer fan today. These young kids are so impressive. Not just their talent, the scoring. They have this grit to them. They have this edge. They're tough. This team is not a bully team. This team is a brilliant team. I love it.
Boy, Poncho, you might want to go check the jail cells down in Philadelphia. Paul Holmgren might be in one. I mean, you could accuse this guy of theft and conspiracy to commit theft the way he traded away two gigantic contracts and drunks for a bunch of all-star young players.
I like that, Tools. Paul Holmgren should be locked up. No doubt about it. The GM looks like a genius with these moves. These kids, there's too many of them. There's too much talent. And they're just babies, Tools. Babies.
They're throwing waves at them. They keep coming. You got Chen. You got Reed. You got Couturier.
Yep.
You got Giroux's not some old guy either.
JVR. First time you heard that in a while, right? Do you even care? They don't even need him. This team is loaded. Loaded for bear this year. They're too deep. I'm telling you, Tools, as the amoebas of all media, we have seen a lot of playoff hockey. This series is on a whole different level. It's just too much talent. Too much speed involved with this series. These two teams, as mashed as Pittsburgh is being in this series, they're a solid team. So that shows a lot about what the Philadelphia Flyers have this year, Tools. Put Holmgren in a cell. Hopefully Sandusky is not too close, but he should be locked up for that move.
I mean, I just watching these past three games, it's just been a treat. It's been a joy. It's been a pleasure. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got Brizgalov. He's throwing people out of his net. I do think he's left a few soft goals.
Yeah.
I'm not too concerned about that. I'm not sure how the defense is playing in front of him, but with this much offensive firepower, what can you do?
The tool. It's easy to forget about goaltender lapses when you're scoring at this rate. So, Briz has been brilliant at times, ugly at other times, but you're not even really concerned with that right now, the way they're scoring. Maybe next series when it's a different tone to the series, a different level of play. If I could say Dan Bylsma, coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, this says a lot about your team, the way they're acting on the ice. They know they're beaten. In game three, they know they're beaten. You look more like someone I cheated off in sixth grade algebra anyway, as it is. What are you doing coaching a hockey team? Says a lot about the city, too, Tools.
But by the city, it's just like the worst city ever. The fans are they're like an embarrassment to the country.
Mm-hmm.
That goes without saying. Everybody knows that.
Yep.
But what else I still can't get out of my crawl is the way they're doing these cheap shots. The way this coach is engineering, putting his goons on the ice to take runs at our star players.
Mm-hmm.
Something has to happen to Crosby.
They know they're beaten in game three, Tools, and that's pretty sad for them. It could get ugly game four, as in very ugly. Hopefully.
Jody Foster ugly?
Beyond Jody Foster ugly tools. The black girl from that one reality show that was real mean. What was her name? She was just not nice to everybody.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
That's where I'm going with that.
That's the girl. Okay.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point there.
Tools, if I could just say something quick. 100 years ago on this day, the Titanic sank to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. I had my special reenactment of the sinking this morning in my apartment to memorialize the event. But it's just a day packed with historic events and a historic performance from these Flyers tools.
Whew! Are they going to close it out Wednesday?
Yeah, this is a beaten Penguins team. There's no way they're going to come out with any heart. It's going to be ugly again, I think. I think it's going to be a 2-3 goal game. We lock it up at home. And Tools, you have even more to drink after that game.
Hey, I would also like to welcome Jaromir Jagr to Twitter. We had a couple exchanges with him earlier this week, but he definitely probably had the tweet of the week. Give it to us, Poncho.
Amoebas of all media, we are, Tools, so we know who's on Twitter. Jagr just started chatting up. He mentioned he saw the costumes in the crowd trying to make fun of Briz and that this and that. He mentioned, I wish there was a mention of, you know, naked girl, so we could get a look at some fans that were just coming in their paying birthday suits.
Yeah, that made you really summed that up good.
Thank you very much. You know what I wanted to do? Put a special plug in your ear on this special day, Tools. The Philadelphia Phillies are looking a little rough right now. I'm not too happy on that front. But we have to think about it and talk about it a little bit.
Well, the word you used last episode was sustain. Mm-hmm. They need to sustain a 500 record.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting worried that they're going to be able to accomplish that. Runs are just are few and far between.
If the Mets weren't so terrible, we would have lost this game today. And Hamels pitched a nice game. That's going to be all year. These aces better get their anger management classes in order. Take their meds tools. Let them borrow some of yours, because they're going to be used to not much run support, and they're going to be having fits over good ball games and then getting no hitting.
Ugh. But hey, a positive thing is, how about Galvis?
You flubbed him, Tools. Let's mark this day. Another historic event. We got Jackie Robinson. We got Titanic. Now we have Tools saying flub of the week, Galvis, last week. Hopefully you make it up to the guy, Tools.
Well, I'm just impressed by his glove. He's got some awesome defensive abilities, but I'm also impressed by his offense this week. If he keeps this up, chase who?
Yeah. I knew you were going to say something like that, Tools. You've been all over Galvi since you set your eyes on him in spring training. Took a liking to his figure, took a liking to his game. So you are thinking Chase is out of the picture anyway, as it is. But let's not get excited, Tools. He's not even hitting 200.
Well, those 200s that he has had have been very impressive.
Timely.
He had the home run. Mm-hmm. He's driving in RBIs. He's playing defense.
Timely.
We'll keep him here for now.
Tools, I want to put this out here, though. While we're talking about the Phillies, very special, amazing event coming up. May 19th, it is going to be the special Voice and Poncho tailgate, Citizens Bank Park. We will be there, Tools. We want to see you there. We'll be talking to everybody. Amoebas of all media, Tools. So we got everything covered, including special friends we're going to meet down at the ballpark.
Yep. Just to clarify, there's a game against Boston on March 19th.
May 19th.
Excuse me, May 19th. Mm-hmm. The Voice and Poncho radio show is going to be doing a satellite taping down at the ballpark. We want everybody to come over and join us, you know, have some fun. We'll interact with our fans like we always do.
Give us a hug, Tools. I mean, we deserve it. This is an amazing show. Everything is lighting up for us today. So obviously, you're going to want to get down there and meet us. Also, Pat Burrell Day. We know he signed that minor league contract to retire as a Phils fan. That puts me onto a subject. What do we think of Burrell? Do we really love him that much?
Well, I mean, this city was starved for a national championship, mm-hmm. or for a World Series.
Right.
Pat Burrell had a huge double
to
bring in the winning run. I mean, let's not.
Tools, your memory's not going to cut any paper in half. It's just not that sharp. But let's not forget, Pat Burrell, did not have a series at all until that double. But yet, that's all we remember. You're right on that. And that when he walked his dog in that parade, that dog was unreal. I think it was a bulldog. I don't know. Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, yeah. He was the good luck charm. Yeah. He was awesome.
I think it was a Bulldog Tools, and that's the memory I have of Pat. I think that's the memory a lot of people have of Pat, but...
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I kind of have a vision of possibly seeing a Wayne Simmons, Giroux, driving down Broad Street soon.
How could you not be seeing that? My eyes are seeing orange and black. I'm not even going to sleep tonight, Tools. This team, we should be that excited about this team. Phillies Tools. Let's stay on track here. I know it's exciting to be a Flyer fan right now. Penguins fans, you got the Pirates to watch. So Pat Burrell and us, May 19th. Don't miss that. Please don't miss that. TheVoiceAndPoncho.com. You'll get all the details there.
Yep. Check out our website, TheVoiceAndPoncho.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to like let us know you're going to be down at that game, you want to have a meetup, meet and greet, you know, we're totally, totally available to the public.
Tools. We mentioned this division is much better, this NL East. We don't have to worry about the Miami Marlins anymore. Officially on this show, we are going to terminate them for this year. Ozzie Guillen's ruined. He's done. This guy, you've got to be kidding me to make a statement like that, Tools.
Well, does it surprise you? The guy runs his mouth. He's an idiot.
Tools, how does he even get pro jobs? I want to know that.
I wouldn't even let him on this show.
We are not the brightest folks in this room even, Tools. And we're in the room alone with two of your cats.
So you live in Miami and you start, but,
we know better.
And a dictator. Come on.
Tools. I've seen Scarface. I don't know if Ozzie Guillen has seen Scarface. There's a lot of Cubans in that movie, Tools. Great movie.
Great movie. Okay. Well, we're going to get to our next segment, but we want everybody to have a little special treat here of DJ Easy Wiss.
Good morning, everybody! It's the Voice of Pasta Radio Show, and DJ Easy Wiz. That's right, we're doing it live! 4 for 4, Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio! Bring it!
Thank you very much, DJ Easy Wiss. What a great segue. We just would love the listeners that we have out there. They're constantly interacting with the show, constantly giving us little bits to play on the air. I mean, DJ Easy Wiss is magical.
He's a special listener, Tools. He's a special listener. I'm not even kidding. As you know, this is an extensive production process for the show. I was playing that bit, played it to a friend of mine. She actually asked me if there's something mentally wrong with the person. That is not a joke. That is a true story. Amazing listener he is.
When the power of this show sometimes causes people to go a little crazy, but the energy, it's just amazing.
He's got the Voice and Poncho fever.
He's hooked. It's like a drug for him right now.
Anyway.
Now, speaking of odd and weird things, we want to discuss... what counts as quality time with a woman? What doesn't count as quality time with a woman? With the Poncho, we are always battling. Always battling him to give us some time for the show, conference calls, whatnot. But he always has new girl or he has trivia night that he has to go to. My question for you, Poncho, is if you sit down and you watch a game with your girlfriend, does that count as a quality night with the girl?
Verbal assault coming right at my neck there, Tools. But you know what? It's good you brought it up. This hits home for me. It just struck me the other day, Wednesday night, when Voracek scored that game winner in game one. It was the most excited I've been in so long over this Flyers team. She was right next to me. Significant other, Tools.
Okay.
I explode verbally. She shushes me, Tools.
Whoa.
I almost shushed her. And you know what I'm saying there.
Yes, I totally understand what you're saying. So you're watching a game which might count as quality time, might not, and you're getting hushed?
That's a violation, Tools. There are many violations that go along with sports and females. Tools, we are like gurus of everything. We know love, we know romance, and we know what is right and wrong to do with a woman. The quality time is there with the sports. They just don't understand it, Tools.
I know. It's just tough. I mean... luckily for me, my significant other doesn't really care about me or the time we spend together. So that's a positive. She would never, I mean, if she's watching Phillies, she's on her phone the entire time looking at rugs.
Yeah, the national title game tools, NCAA, a couple weeks ago, right? You know, I'm a man of romance. I decide, hey, you want to watch the game with me tonight, you know? So we watch the game. She has her iPad going and everything. Mid-first half, I look over. She's looking up pictures of dresses. Browsing dresses during the national title game. Tools, it just irked me. I couldn't believe what was happening. She almost had to Google the domestic violence hotline, Tools. I was furious.
I would not accept that. Mm-mm. And I have a suggestion for you. Yeah. One thing, when my wife and I got married, we have separate bathrooms. Two TVs. Okay. Two TVs. You say, listen, you're out of this room. Get in there and watch what you got to watch. Surf what you want to watch. And this still counts as a quality night.
But you got to keep those attachment nights together, Tools, to keep the top coming. You know, you don't want to lose that dome. But I will say this. You can go to the extreme, the other end of the spectrum, Tools.
I know what you're talking about right now.
Let's buy my matching jerseys, Tools, and bring her out to the bar in front of all your boys. They're there pounding through beers, watching the game. You're snuggling a little at the bar with matching jerseys on.
I thought for sure you were going to reference the Jabbar Gaffney Twitter meltdown about Lito Shepherd.
Oh, wow. That is unbelievable, actually. You mentioned the significant other and the women. Gaffney and Shepherd going at it over Twitter. One guy says he, you know, did something to the other guy's wife. Amazing. That verbal back and forth over Twitter, Tools.
I always thought Lita Shepherd, smooth brother, wouldn't, you know, don't leave him alone with your girl. But Jabbar Gaffney is so stupid, he tweets about it for everyone to read.
Not too bright there, Tools. And you would know what's right and what's wrong to do in a relationship. You don't, come on, you don't go there. Sports with the women. It's just a dicey topic.
Oil and water. Oil and water. It just doesn't mix.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right on that.
Well, that was our little segment about what you should do with your woman when you're watching sports. And I think we've decided two TVs, get her in the other room.
We know it all, Tools.
The last thing you want them to do is then they ask you the question, what is a force out? And you're like, okay, do I really got to explain this? Or what's the ground rule double? But you want to explain that during a game.
But we love everything about them, Tools. We commemorate our women. We commemorate the Titanic sinking and Rose on the ship. We all remember the movie, Tools.
I'm just worried that after your woman listens to this segment, your relationship could sink like the Titanic.
Now, that's a great hook right there. Incredible. But just don't forget when Jack's painting her on the ship, Tools. It sort of looked like side boob all over. It was just awkward. Yeah. But great movie, Tools. That's why we're talking about the Titanic more than Jackie Robinson. He was a great man. Didn't have a movie like that, though, Tools. That was a great, great film.
All right. Well, time for segment three. We'll give you another little tease of DJ Easy Wes.
Money, everybody! It's the Voice of Poncho Radio Show! That's right! We're doing it live!
Poncho, I haven't been this worked up since we had our meet and greet the other night. Just so all the listeners know, the Voice and Poncho were out at, what is it, the Station House?
Oh, yeah, Station House Tavern. We bought plenty of people, cold ones, that came out to see us and talk to us. It was a wonderful night.
This is why you need to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, go to thevoiceponcho.com, and you can follow us. We bought about, 25 beers? We had fans out there. We bought the first round. That's what we did. If you would have been following us, you could have had a free beer.
Tools, and you didn't show up with that money you owe me. I covered that tab. So many people came out to see us, but we'll be doing a lot of things like that. Get on the Twitter feed. Don't forget it. The Voice Poncho. Be there.
Well, let's discuss the incident that happened at the meet and greet with the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure. Okay, we're watching a Flyers game. We're sitting there minding our own business, and this person who is eating wings so disgustingly, eating every last bit off the wings, go figure, he's got a shot glass of ranch sauce that he's drinking. Disgusting. And he goes, are you a Flyers fan? Well, yeah. What? Oh, I'm a Penguins fan. These Steelers fans!
270 miles to get to Pittsburgh tools. What are all these people around here doing loving Pittsburgh teams so much? I don't get it. You lost your top there. I think that guy paid with quarters, too. Typical Pittsburgh style. Everything about that town. It's just, we don't appreciate it here in the heartland of Pennsylvania.
What drives me insane is somebody, you'll go out to the bar, you're watching a game, they go, let me guess, you're an Eagles fan. Well, yeah, you genius. We live in Eagles territory. And you have these Steelers fans. I mean, I can't stand them. What? If you're in Pittsburgh, right? And you're a Steelers fan, I totally understand that. We live in the Philadelphia region. Why are you a Pittsburgh fan?
Why wouldn't we like the Eagles? Why wouldn't we like the Flyers? We live right next door to them, Tools. We can see them whenever we want. They're always on TV. We don't get you migrants coming here and acting like it's so weird to meet a Philadelphia fan when we live right next door. Keep the Pittsburgh and the fandom out there, Tools. We don't need it. I know it's eighth grade education is what we're talking out there for the town elders in Pittsburgh, Tools.
Eighth grade,
so
yeah.
They're not that bright, but we can at least ask for a little more out of them than just hanging around our cities and bars.
And when you meet a Pittsburgh fan in the Lancaster, Philadelphia region, what you need to do is you got to understand this. At an early age in their childhood, there was not much winning. I don't know if they were getting beaten at home. I'm not sure, but things were bad. So they cling on to these winners. They, you know, they see some championships, right. Cheap championships at that. Mm-hmm. But they get some championships. Now all of a sudden they want to be linked with a winner. It's a psychology. It's a psychological condition.
Tools, look at their city. Look what's there for them. Guys, get over it. Steel had its heyday a long time ago. Those days are done. Let's move on. No wonder everybody's depressed out there.
I'm going to paint a picture. This is a couple characteristics of guess which fan. Okay, there. Ready?
Ready.
Average household income, $27,000. Okay? Usually white trash. Second thing, they financed their Harley by putting their trailer on the auction block.
And one of their kids told, at Pittsburgh, what is Pittsburgh, Alex? Thank you for the money and everything.
You're right.
I'm right
ding,
on.
Ding, 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 ding. Winner, yeah. Winner, winner.
Yeah, unbelievable. We are so ired here in the studio. Tools, put the bat down. Don't start swinging. Let's just keep our cool and finish the show.
3-0 Pittsburgh. Crosby's a fraud. Everybody's a fraud. Speaking of frauds, let's talk to Gary, who is a self-professed Flyers fan who took the Penguins to win in 5 games.
Junior from Denver, Tools. It's Junior from Denver. Let's just get him on the line.
Let's get him on the line. I also have to mention this. After the Flyers went up 2-0, he's still stuck with the premise that the Penguins are going to win in 5.
This is what we're dealing with here. The guy stuck with his pick. You got to respect it. Let's ask him what's going on.
All right, we're going to get him on the line. Welcome back to the Voice and Poncho Radio. We have on the line with us right now, Junior from Denver. Junior, how are you doing?
Doing great, fellas. Beautiful day in Philly sports. Can't complain.
Junior from Denver is a true 4-for-4. That's why I was so shocked to hear his bold prediction tools on Wednesday. It was actually when the game was tied 3-3, Flyers-Penguins. I get a text. I reach for the buzz. Junior from Denver is predicting Pens in 5. No doubt. What happened there?
Well, here's what I learned, fellas, from being a Philly sports fan. Everybody's either a true homer and picks the Flyers to win every series, or the Phillies, or Eagles, or else they're completely negative and they'll never win anything. I try to look at everything realistically, and the hockey playoffs, I look for goaltending and elite offense. And the Flyers were deficient in both. And that's why I picked the Penguins.
Wow. Okay, what also confuses the boys here... This is the voice, Gary. How do you know? The thing that confuses the voice is that after game 2, after the Flyers won, you still stuck with the prediction that the Penguins were going to win in 5 games.
I think some things were taken out of context there, fellas.
It's on the Facebook feed.
So anyway, if we can get you back on track, quick question before we let you go, Junior. Flyers, great times right now. Can you just give us one of your greatest Flyer memories?
Oh, greatest Flyer memories were number 88, Eric Lindros, greatest Flyer of all time.
Wow.
Never forget those days growing up. But also going back to the 80s, Tim Kerr, Brian Propp, Hextall. You know, that's one thing I think of when I think about a kooky goalie and bruises that.
Yep.
And that's why I'm not confident in winning the series.
So you're saying your best Flyer of all time is Eric Lindros? I mean, is that what you're going to – Eric Lindros? Of all the Flyers you could choose from, you say Eric Lindros? The guy whose parents dictated his playing time?
He was president. He was all-time leading scorer. But if I'm starting a team tomorrow, I'm picking 88 number one.
Really? That is certainly something – to listen to and remember. Junior from Denver, thanks for coming on.
Here's the thing, guys. 88, Eric Lindros came along at the worst 10 years in hockey history. They took all the scoring out of it. This is the era when the Devils and the Red Wings were doing the left wing lock. And if he would have played in the 80s or the 2000s, he'd be scoring 60 goals a year.
One thing I am so confused. I thought we had Junior from Denver on the line to discuss his prediction of the Penguins. Now we have a Lindros apologist.
He's definitely...
All right, fellas. Well, good luck to the Flyers going forward. I'm still a fan.
Okay.
I was wrong on this one. I'll eat crow.
Just keep listening, and thanks for calling in.
We appreciate it.
And now it's time for our Flavor and Flub segment of the week. This week, we're going to talk about some positive things that happened in Philadelphia and some negative things. Each week, we pick a standout star and... somebody that didn't quite stand out, let's say.
A nitwit, if you will.
Poncho, for you this week, I'm going to take the flavor, and my flavor has one letter in it. Do you know what that letter is?
I don't know. D, Da Vinci? I don't know.
G, Claude Giroux. Mm. What a man. Give it to me. Give it to me.
The hockey gods and partially clothed goddesses have blessed us, blessed this city with the wonderful player tools. Great flavor. My belly is roaring from that.
6 points in one game. He's a man!
He is amazing. Pulls. I'll calm you down with the flub of the week.
Okay.
Simple. Dan Bylsma, the coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins, a typical piece of trash that you're getting from that city. I'm going to go with him. His team has just been an embarrassment here. They came to Philly today and truly embarrassed themselves. Dan Bylsma, enjoy him, Pittsburgh fans.
Excellent, excellent flub. Mm. Now, Poncho, I got people emailing me, texting me. They want to know, how do they interact? How do they get involved with the show?
Everyone in this country is talking about something right now, Tools. Our special ticket giveaway, 2012. On this Titanic episode, Jackie Robinson would have called in to try to get these tickets. We autographed 2 used game tickets from the Phillies opening series at Pittsburgh, Tools. We autographed them. All we are asking is that you give us a call, 717-455-7164. Hit us with a Philly sports question. We'll pick the best one. You get the tickets. Tools, you signed it. Certificate of authenticities will be with both tickets.
Yep. Now, we got a couple social events going on right now. Let our listeners know, what are we doing?
May 19th, mark the calendar. Pat Burrell is going to be commemorated in Philly against the Red Sox. 7 o'clock game. Tools, you and I and the producer all the way from Jersey will be in the parking lot tailgating all day long.
Not only will we be tailgating, we're doing an episode from Citizens Bank parking lot. It's going to be amazing.
On the fly, we are incredible. The only thing we ask our fans, listeners, just please keep it civil at the RV. We can't have everyone rushing the equipment, Tools. We just got to keep it civil, guys. We'll get to all of you. Be there for that, Tools.
Okay, well, we are going to wrap up another excellent episode of The Voice Poncho. We just want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you for interacting, Punch.
Don't forget Twitter, @TheVoicePoncho, and thevoiceponcho.com special Titanic episode. Here for wherever you are. Philly sports, baby.
Yeah.